this example shows everything you can do with arrays, more than you probably want to know. I'm going to define, ultimately, a three-dimensional array. But on my way to doing that, I'm going to use the arrays you've already seen. So, for example, I have A1, which is a one-dimensional array with 5 ints. I have A2, which is a two-dimensional array with 3 rows. That is, each element itself is an array. And then finally, I'm going to declare A3 as an array of arrays of arrays of ints. That is, it's a three-dimensional array. And I'm going to declare it to have 2 elements. See how I did that? I say new int, and then I say 2 for the first dimension, and I leave the other 2 unspecified because I'm about to do those later. I'm trying to show you that you have a lot of dynamic control over how you size these arrays and what you put in them. So at the moment, all we know is that A3 has 2 elements, A3 sub 0 and A3 sub 1. But they haven't been initialized yet. They've just been allocated. So what I can do is I can put into A3 sub 0 the array A2. And it's an assignment. You cannot assign arrays in C, but you can in Java, because they are objects. And so the first element of A3 is this two-dimensional array A2. Now I'll do something a little different for the second element of A3. I'm going to go through each row and allocate it and assign to it. So A3 sub 1, I'm going to just allocate space for a two-dimensional array which has 2 elements in it. So I'll try to keep in mind, what am I doing here? My second element of A3 is going to have 2 elements in it. Now my first element of A3 had 3 elements in it. And that's that 3x2 array. Well, okay, let's keep going. What is going to be my first element inside of A3 sub 1? Well, I will assign A1 to it. So A3 sub 1 sub 0 is A1. And what will my second element be? Oh, I think I'll just create a singleton array, an array of just 1 element. And I'll store that as the second element inside of this second element of A3. And now I need to put a value in there because it's uninitialized at the moment. And so I'll say A3 sub 1 sub 1 sub 0 is 99. Now if you're confused about what this looks like, skip ahead to the next slide and you'll see the output. But what I'm doing here is I'm declaring a three-dimensional array with 2 elements. Each element is itself a two-dimensional array. Now the first one is pretty regular. It's that 3x2 array from the last slide. The second element, it's a two-dimensional array, but it's not square, or it's not rectangular. The first row is the numbers 10 through 50, and the second row is the single number 99. Now I can just go through with my normal pattern of printing out an array, and that is to query each dimension for its length and print things across in rows.